President Alberto Fernandez takes oath to new ministers. Before being sworn in on Monday, the president said, "When people do not vote for us, we get angry with us, not with the people." And he stressed that he will not become, quote-unquote, trapped in unnecessary disputes or internal rifts. The cabinet reshuffle comes just after a week following the Frente de Todos, the ruling coalition's defeat at the recent elections. This triggered much infighting and sparked a blame game in the Frente de Todos Peronist coalition. Tension reached the climax when the vice president and former president Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner published a letter giving her view of the post-elections scenario. The cabinet's new members are Juan Mansur as cabinet chief, Santiago Cafiero as Minister of Foreign Affairs, he was until last week the cabinet chief. Then Aníbal Fernández takes over the Ministry of Security, Jaime Persic, the Education Ministry, and Daniel Filmus, a former Education Minister, was sworn in as Minister of Science. Finally, Juan Ros will be the new Press Secretary of the government. President Fernandez thanked the outgoing minister for their work for an administration that, as he said, didn't have an easy job at all as it was hit by the pandemic merely 3 months after its inauguration. He also highlighted that the new officials were chosen among those who had participated in the 2003-2007 administration of late President Néstor Kirchner.
Y vamos a recuperar el diálogo que la pandemia nos hizo perder. La Argentina no la resuelve ni un presidente, ni un grupo de ministros, ni siquiera gente que piensa en un mismo espacio político. La pandemia nos distanció, algunos promovieron ese distanciamiento, algunos aprovecharon la pandemia para dividirnos. Vamos a trabajar con todos y con todas. En la Argentina que tenemos que construir, todos y todas hacen falta. Nadie debe quedar fuera de este tiempo de reconstrucción que nos debemos. Les agradezco que me hayan permitido estas palabras y vamos a tomar el juramento a Juan.
Among other things, President Fernandez said his government and the ruling coalition is not part of the country that wants to flexibilize the rights of workers. And he highlighted that the ruling party is not unconcerned about public health. And he said, "We do not abandon Argentines to their fate." Finally, Mr. Fernandez closed his speech giving the certainty that, quote unquote, "In Argentina, we are going to recover the dialogue we have lost because of the pandemic."